Compared to a guy like McDonough, the guitar style of Teddy Bunn might seem a little bit less sophisticated, but on the other hand, it's more direct and earthier. Even though he was a versatile performer on record in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s with Duke Ellington, James P. Johnson, Lionel Hampton, and Sidney Bechet, Teddy Bunn's discography is skimpy. In 1939 and 40 at Blue Note Records, he was part of the legendary Port of Harlem 7, what amounted to a series of jam sessions. He accompanied Bechet's soprano sax on Sidney's first big hit, Summertime. And Bunn was featured on solo discs of his own. Teddy Bunn's interpretation of Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp. For me, Bunn's most uplifting music comes from the Five Spirits of Rhythm. This was a delightful little vocal harmony, hokum and jive band. It was notable for Leo Watson's uninhibited scat vocals and unusual for a lineup of guitar and 4- and 10-string tipples played by the Daniels Brothers. Now, the tipple is a diminutive guitar that's between the size of a ukulele and a regular guitar, but tuned differently and often having double runs of strings like a mandolin. Known for their wild antics and Leo Watson's zany scatting, the Spirits of Rhythm recorded only 24 sides under various names, but they were quite popular on 52nd Street in New York City, where they were billed as the Mad Monks of Rhythm. Horses, horses, tilliaga, horses, 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 tilliaga, ta ta da 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 da. Spirits of Rhythm have a lilting swing propelled by the 4- and 10-string tipples of brothers Wilbur and Douglas Daniels. Now, the tipple has a distinctly sweet sound from its diminutive size. It's between the size of a guitar and a ukulele. and sometimes has doubled strings, setting proof friendly for Teddy Bunn's guitar.
Junk he can. Nobody knows what he's about till you hear him holler and shout. Any rag, old body today, that is what you hear him say. He buys old clothes, hot water bags, out in the alley, holler, bottle and rag.
You made me bring out the sun. La da, la da. You are the one. La da, la da. Turn my skies la da, la da. Up blue. Blue. Walk in this town, looking around, boy. Sometime it seems, both sharing dreams of the day gone by, gone by. Walk in this town, looking around for you. Eyes filled with tears, thinking of years apart.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me.
Can't believe you'd leave me with a broken heart.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me.
Make myself blue. Thinking of you. I can't believe you're through. You're through. Walking this town. Looking around for you. I love a parade, love a political team, body boot.
Teddy Bunn guitar with the Five Spirits of Rhythm. I'm Walking This Town, 1933. Now, despite his stellar swing credentials, Teddy Bunn's sound was firmly based in the blues, which is a predominantly single-string tradition. Unusual for his time, Teddy did not use a pick, but strummed with his thumb, which gave him a richer, mellower sound than his contemporaries. Our best unaccompanied portrait of Teddy Bunn is from 1939 and 40 at Blue Note Records, where he recorded his only solos.
Thank you.
Guitar and High, Teddy Bunn at Blue Note Records in 1940. Bunn was always forward-looking. Early to amplify his guitar around 1940 when he was with Lionel Hampton, Teddy's blues outlook assisted his later transition to jump blues and rock and roll, working for Louis Jordan and Big Joe Turner. And even in his final years, blind and in poor health, Teddy was planning a comeback in 1978, shortly before his passing in Lancaster, California.